Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Dimitri. My name is Cindy Gubbs, and I have something that's trying to hit my bank account, $91.89 from y'all, and I don't know what it is, and I want to stop it, whatever it is.
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
77346.
And your name?
Cindy Gubbs.
Thank you. Verify your shipping address for me.
8519 Rigby Court, Humble, Texas, 77346.
Thank you. All righty. I do see here we had our Keto Xan and Keto Xan Cleanse. All right. Now, these are all natural products that do help out with reducing your appetite. It looks like here this count's already been canceled also.
Right. So why are they trying to charge me again?
It seemed like you called in and canceled this one today. Called in earlier today just to cancel.
And I've already had it charged it for $92 this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, because you have two separate products. I got charged at the same time. One for $91.89, one for $92.90, because you have two separate products. It was supposed to be canceled before that 14-day trial was over with.
So when I talked to her this morning and canceled everything and said there's not going to be any more, and she said, no, you're not going to get any more charges, there's nothing else, and she
right.
said the two things. So she just didn't bother to tell me that there would still be another $90 charge.
Those charges are already there when you called in. Both of those charges are already there.
They weren't both on my account when I called. Only one was.
Yeah, because one got charged at 10:53, the other at 10:46. And you called in around 11 earlier, 11:30. So, yeah, they were both on there. Once you canceled the account, that just stops all future transactions. So you won't receive any further charges.
Okay. So there's no way at all that I can stop from paying this extra money for this shit.
The account's canceled, so you're not receiving any further billing or shipping.
No, I'm not. But I don't want it. I can send it back. I don't know, you know, she says, oh, it says that was just the shipping, and in 15 days we'll charge you. And I didn't see any of that on, it was not made clear that it was a subscription and that I would be automatically charged.
Yes, ma'am. It does say that information because you do have to check and agree to it before you process the order. With the cancellation, I'll just stop all future transactions. It wouldn't stop a charge that's already there.
Can I talk to a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. We do have supervisors and other agents. They'll just provide you with that same information when it comes after that 14-day trial.
Okay. Tell me the full name and address of this company, because I'm calling y'all into the Better Business Bureau. I'm sure they already have a file.
No problem at all, because they do know about our terms and conditions. All right. That address would be...
And by the way, when I receive this, there's absolutely nothing in, there's no paperwork with it. There's nothing. It was just two bottles of pills in an envelope. There's no receipt. There's nothing, you know, that says, hey, this is going to be a subscription. There's nothing.
That information is on the website when you order it, ma'am. You do have to check a box agreeing to be an 18 years or older and agreeing to after the 14-day trial. You do agree to be billed for $92.90 plus shipping and handling for $6.70. That's the only way you can get charged unless you agree to it, ma'am. That's how we win our dispute.
Okay, so dollar all covered and whatever. Okay, goodbye.
No, ma'am.
Never
it's not
mind.
That.